It is Friday, April 30th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
President Joe Biden's Labor Secretary Marty Walsh has signaled his department may take a stand for gig workers' rights. It would be long overdue and much welcomed by millions. Meanwhile, a new study confirms what many social justice protesters observed last summer. Tear gas really messes with people's bodies. So how do we get police to stop using it? And lastly, Democrats in Congress aren't waiting around for the White House to act on one item on the progressive agenda. Bernie Sanders is among those leading the charge for a major Medicare expansion.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Big tech has been systematically cheating people, not only customers. According to Reuters, a lot of gig workers in the United States should be classified as employees who deserve work benefits, President Biden's labor secretary said yesterday. Comments suggest a shift in policy that is likely to raise costs for companies that depend on contractors such as Uber and Lyft. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, son of Irish immigrants and a former union member, has been expected to boost the Biden administration's efforts to expand workers' protections and deliver a win for the country's organized labor movement. Walsh told Reuters that in a lot of cases, gig workers should be classified as employees, and in some cases, they're not treated respectfully. As many as 55 million in the United States were gig workers, or 34% of the workforce, in 2017, this according to the International Labor Organization. The total was projected to rise to 43% in 2020. Walsh's views on the issue could usher in new rulings from the Labor Department, which sets legal guidelines for how employers treat workers. Walsh said the department will have conversations with companies that employ gig labor in the coming months to make sure workers have access to consistent wages, sick time, health care, and, quote, all of the things that an average employee in America can access, end quote. Subsequently, Reuters reports shares of Uber fell as much as 8%, while Lyft dived as much as 12%. DoorDash fell nearly 9%, and Grubhub was down 3%. Well, boo-hoo. Treat your workers right, or hopefully, the government will make you do it. Expect lawsuits for this one, folks. The Guardian says that more than 1,000 people reported lasting health effects after being exposed to tear gas during protests in Portland, Oregon last summer. This according to a newly published scientific study. Nearly 900 people reported abnormal menstrual cycles, including intense cramping and increased bleeding, that began or persisted days after their initial exposure to the tear gas. Hundreds of others complained of other negative health impacts, including severe headaches, nausea, diarrhea, and mental health concerns. The new research, based on an online survey of more than 2,200 people, challenges claims that the health consequences of being tear gassed are minor and temporary. According to The Guardian, it is also the first published peer-reviewed study to confirm a link between tear gas and abnormal menstruation. The connection was widely discussed by American protesters on social media and news reports last year. Participants in racial justice protests against police violence last summer in Portland, Seattle, Minneapolis, Rochester, and other cities told media outlets that their exposure to tear gas had been followed by an unexpected bleeding, unusually painful cramps, and other disruptions of their typical menstrual cycles. Last July, Oregon Public Broadcast interviewed 26 protesters ages 17 to 43, said that exposure to tear gas had affected their periods. Some described large blood clots, others cramps that felt like sharp rocks. One 29-year-old protester told OPB, quote, we're not paranoid, this isn't a coincidence, something's going on, end quote. And it seems they were right.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
It's not Medicare for all, but it's Medicare for more. The Washington Post reports that congressional Democrats are planning to pursue a massive expansion of Medicare as part of President Biden's new $1.8 trillion economic relief package, defying the White House after it opted against including a major health overhaul as part of its plan. The expansion push comes as Biden stressed in his first address to Congress on Wednesday that he is still committed to making health care more affordable. They specifically aim to lower the eligibility age for Medicare to either 55 or 60. expand the range of health services the entitlement covers, and grant the government new powers to negotiate prescription drug prices. Party lawmakers say their approach could offer new, improved, or cheaper coverage to millions of older Americans nationwide. The Post reports that roughly 100 House and Senate Democrats, led by Representative Pramila Jayapal of Washington State, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, encouraged Biden to include the overhaul as part of his latest package, known as the American Families Plan. Yet Biden opted only to propose additional subsidies for Americans who purchased their health insurance via the exchanges, which disappointed many lawmakers. Sanders said Wednesday he would absolutely pursue a Medicare expansion as lawmakers begin to translate Biden's economic vision into actual legislation. But in an early sign of trouble, Senator/President Joe Manchin of West Virginia told the Washington Post he opposes expanding Medicare eligibility. Manchin said, quote, "No, I'm not for it, period," end quote. Rethinking Medicare also risks touching off a fierce lobbying barrage on the part of health providers and pharmaceutical giants. The corporate opposition could add to the political obstacles facing Biden's economic agenda. But ultimately, Democrats are in the majority. People need health care, and voters will remember what was done and remember what was not done.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
The Senate yesterday overwhelmingly passed a $35 billion bill designed to bolster states' water infrastructure, NBC News reports. Legislators pointed to the lead contamination crisis in Flint, Michigan, and water outages in Texas this past winter as evidence of the need for urgent action. So it boggles the mind why one of two votes against the bill was from none other than Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. The three Georgia men charged with the murder and the killing of Ahmaud Arbery are now facing federal hate crime charges as well. The Department of Justice announced this on Wednesday. This, according to BuzzFeed News. Federal charges came more than a year after the 25-year-old black man was followed by three white men while he was jogging in Brunswick, Georgia. He was told to stop at gunpoint and then shot. You may remember that, at first, no charges were filed at all in this case. Powered by consumers and fueled by government aid, the U.S. economy is achieving a remarkably fast recovery from the recession that ripped through the nation last year, this according to the AP. The number of people seeking unemployment aid, a rough reflection of layoffs last week, reached its lowest point since the pandemic struck. The numbers may be encouraging, at least in terms of a trend, but the numbers of people seeking unemployment is still massive. Consider us cautiously optimistic. U.S. flights carrying urgent coronavirus aid for India were en route yesterday, this according to the Washington Post. The U.S. government will deliver more than $100 million worth of supplies for overstretched hospitals and frontline healthcare workers in India, including oxygen support, personal protective equipment, therapeutics, and rapid diagnostic tests. Here's hoping it gets where it's needed quickly and saves some lives.
Quicker. Quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie. Join us live this afternoon on the Majority Report at noon or later as a podcast.